Hello, everyone. It is Wednesday, November 27th, and it's time for another quick update. On this episode, God and Government deadline is next week. We have an update on Alberta Bill 207. Ed joins us from the Alberta Prayer Breakfast. The board and staff are in Ottawa this week, and a live Q&A with Levi and Andre on Thursday. So let's get right into it. If you are in grade 11 or 12 and would love to come to Ottawa for a few days, Mike has an awesome opportunity for you.
Thanks, Colin. Yes, Youth God and Government is coming up soon. The deadline is the end of next week, December 6th, and we want to hear from you. Youth God and Government is an awesome opportunity for grade 11 and 12 students from right across the country, and we want you to apply. We want more applications to come in. We want to welcome 35 students here to Ottawa to listen to ARPA staff present to them. We have some outside presenters to take in a banquet at the Chateau Laurier and to meet with members of parliament in buildings like this one right behind me here. An excellent experience if you're a young person and you've ever considered a career in politics, or you just want to know what life is like on the Hill and what it would be like to work for an organization like ARPA Canada, then this is your opportunity. December 6th, next week Friday, is the deadline. Let's hear from you.
The deadline to apply is December 6th. Don't miss out. Go to arpacanada.ca/GGY2020. Last week, we told you about Bill 207 in Alberta. Things have developed since then. Now, we do want to take a moment to thank all of you who responded to our call to action by sending easy mails, by phoning your MLA about this bill. You sent a clear message to the legislature about protecting conscience rights in Alberta. Now, Ed had an opportunity to be part of the Alberta Prayer Breakfast this week. Over to you, Ed.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, I'm here at Edmonton, Alberta. Just had a big breakfast and a big crowd of people. The Provincial Prayer Breakfast, which was organized by MLA Michaela Glasgow and MLA Dan Williams, was a great event to honor our leaders with prayer, to pray for them, to minister to them, to witness to them, to be Christians in the public square. The event had a keynote speaker, Pat Nixon, who was the founder of the Mustard Seed, and he spoke about how we can be better witnesses into the public square. The Honorable Premier Jason Kenney spoke about religious freedoms. We did all of this to honor our God with prayers and intercessions and thanksgivings for those who lead, for our kings, for our rulers, of course, for our premiers as well, that we may live a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way, as it says in 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 2. So it was a real honor to be here, and hope that this can help Christians have more courage to be involved in the public square. Take care, everybody, and God bless.
Thanks so much, Ed. We encourage all of you to pray for your local, municipal, provincial, and federal leaders throughout the entire year. Now, the board and staff are in Ottawa this week, and Mark joins me right here with more.
This is really an exciting week for us here in the Ottawa office, because the board members are flying in from across Canada today. These are volunteers who serve on ARPA Canada's board. We often don't get to see them face to face. They'll be spending two full days here for our national and annual board meeting. But this year is particularly special because we're doing our strategic planning session where we look at plans for the next three or more years. Many of you have taken part in this through a survey that we sent out earlier. And I've also had the privilege of meeting with the staff through the year to also consult them about the future of ARPA Canada. So now the board is considering all these matters through a 40 plus page document that they've been prayerfully reading and considering over the last number of weeks. As we look to the future, as we make plans, we do so knowing that although we can make all the plans we like, it's the Lord who determines our steps. And we do so also with confidence and so much appreciation, seeing what the Lord has already done by His grace for this organization.
All right, so this Thursday, we are holding a live Q&A on our Facebook page. Andre and Levi will be talking about our new policy report on conversion therapy and responding to your questions as they come in. So mark your calendars and join us at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific time. Follow us on Facebook for notifications for when the event starts. And even if you don't have Facebook, you can still watch at facebook.com/ARPACanada. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.